Welcome to the Visionary Chronicles, a business strategy podcast where we provide insight to those looking for creative, executable strategies built around the latest disruptive ideas, innovative cultures, product creators, and marketing solutions. Welcome to the Visionary Chronicles. Today we're going to talk a little bit about courage. It's one of these subjects that not a lot of podcasts talk about. And one for me, I think, is imperative for you being a visionary leader. So I'd like to talk about it a little further today. And the one thing I love about the subjects that we talk about with the Visionary Chronicles are things that aren't normally talked about. You get a lot of book knowledge. You get a lot of Q&A with people in regards to subjects that they talk about. But really what we talk about with the Visionary Chronicles are things that leaders can apply every day, not only in their life professionally, but also personally. And I think courage is absolutely one of these subjects that leaders need to understand, not only what courage is, but obviously the benefit of courage, but also the challenge of courage. Not a lot of people have it because not a lot of people want to have it. So I love a quote from Martin Luther King who said, "Faith is taking the first step, even when you don't see the whole staircase." This quote from Martin Luther King Jr. speaks to the importance of courage, and not only courage, but faith in leadership. And it's one that you don't always know the ending, but you have to take the first step. And not everything is going to be without risk. And in order to be a visionary leader, one that's generational, brands that are generational, look at them all. They've always had not only a visionary leader, but also a leader that has courage. But that's a piece of that leadership formula. And if you don't have that, then you're effectively not a visionary leader, because one of these traits of courage is risk. Risk is where you need to risk failure in order to have success. And I talk about this over and over again, but it's a formula. It's a formula that all successful, generational, visionary brands have had, is this formula of continual failure. And another quote, which is, "Fail faster, succeed sooner." And it's one of these where the brands that play it safe are traditionally the brands that are commodities. And their only competitive advantage is price point. And if that's your only competitive advantage, by the way, you don't have a competitive advantage. So again, this quote from Martin Luther King, where faith is taking the first step, even when you don't know the whole staircase, it applies both personally and professionally in your life, is having the courage to do things that you know are right, and or things that disrupt the status quo, things the way they've always been done. So I love people and ideations, and I can tell the people who are visionary. And Johnny Ive was this way with Steve Jobs, where Steve always wanted Johnny to be honest. And I find that example to be ironic, because most brands that we work with Liquid Mind, when we do this ideation, this leadership path, they're afraid to speak up for being punished for having a wild or crazy idea. Or more often than not, it becomes a criticism of how you currently do things. And some leaders just can't handle that. So this courage principle needs to be from the top down. You need to be able to be vocal. You need to be able to express your opinion. And it needs to be heard. And if it makes sense, adopted inside of your company. It's a piece of that formula, I call it, with the visionary brand, which is, in order to become visionary and generational, you need to have these principles in place. So, you know, doing this creates momentum, you know, and it builds confidence, which can help you navigate the challenges that you will inevitably face. And I say the most recent one, obviously, that we talk about is COVID, but you're going to have continual storms. And I kind of use this analogy with storms when we talk to brands through Liquid Mind in our leadership series, and we talk about anchoring your boat, being in the penthouse, waiting for the storm to pass, or being offshore, or being in the heart of the storm. and eventually it passes. And if you think of those different areas of where you are in your businesses and the challenges that you face, one is the safest. You're on shore, you're in your penthouse, having meals served to you, and there's no risk. And then there's going from the dock to being anchored offshore to being slightly in the waves and then actually in the storm itself. And the difference between those areas of where you are with your company and your brand and the risk that you take is that when you're in the middle of the storm, eventually that storm passes. And guess who's in the lead and has weathered that storm when it does pass? It's not those that are in the penthouse getting meals served to them. It's those that are out on the water already catching their sails and moving past the competition. So it's a great analogy that we use of where would you rather be? Now, I get those that want to be safe, and I get those that want to be less safe, and I get those that don't want to be safe at all. And it's just courage of visionary leaders to see the future and have faith that things will work through once you navigate this storm. You know, and interestingly enough, courage is a word that's not often used when you're describing leaders. You know, more often than not, you know, those who are visionary instead will use terms like risk taker, innovator, disruptor, and certainly all those are applicable. But all of these are descriptors of something that's built off of a foundation of courage. You know, those who have courage understand the path ahead, the challenges that you'll face, and have a plan of how to navigate through these challenges that inevitably will come in any business. So when you look at these descriptors of what a risk taker is, innovator, disruptor, whatever you want to call it, courage is a trait that dates back to centuries, Alexander the Great. And then it's common in all the visionary leaders today. And having courage, again, is a trait and a piece of that formula that I say is required in order for you to be visionary. And it's not a one-hit wonder thing. It has to be with your team that you've instilled confidence and leadership and courage, a risk taker, a disruptor, that you're consistently doing this every day, that you're talking about it, you're allowing your team to express their opinion, to allow them to have creative ideas, to whiteboard things that will make your company better. But at the same time, being able to take that constructive criticism as a leader is courage. And that's very important when we sit in meetings and we talk to leaders of these great brands, is many of them are self-confident. They can take it. They can take the punches. Those that are not self-confident are in commodity brands that inherently have only one competitive advantage, and I talk about that as price point. You don't want to be there. You want to be a generational brand. So as a leader of your brand, courage is a trait that's required in order to take risk. And risk, most people think of, well, we're going to build the product, we're going to try to do a concept and commercialize that concept. But courage and risk also is a leadership principle which becomes personal with a lot of people. So you want to be sure that as a leader, you understand that risk and courage, you know, courage is from the heart. Risk many times is from the head. So courage is a vital quality for effective brand leadership. And the brand leading your teams, the brand leading your vision of the future of where your brand is going, and also setting the path forward of where you're going to go and adapt along the way relative to barriers that you face, and how you overcome those barriers is going to lead to your eventual success. So when I look at these brand leadership principles, again, courage being one of these, you know, courage again is a vital quality for effective brand leadership. And I have five principles. Now there's probably many more, but there's really five what I call brand principles on how to be courageous in your leadership. And the first is taking calculated risk. And one thing that I find interesting is I was an entrepreneur. I had my own company. I started from scratch. And again, I talk about throwing the word entrepreneur around really loosely, which actually bothers me because I think it's a badge of honor for those that started with nothing and built something of value that somebody eventually purchased. And that was the case with me. And I was very fortunate, very blessed. And I started with nothing on an apparel company, ran it for 10 years profitably, and sold it to a VC firm. So I'm one of the fortunate ones that had the resources, the tools, but not the money. I started with nothing and built something. So one thing that I learned along the way was calculated risk. And what does that mean? Well, what it means is being able to understand, and they say entrepreneurs are risk takers. Well, I agree to a certain degree. Entrepreneurs are risk takers, but they also understand risk and learn how to lessen that risk as a result of taking that risk. So when you look at to make bold moves that differentiate your brand from competitors, you know, you must be willing to take these calculated risks. Calculated meaning you understand before you venture off into this path the barriers you're going to face and the moves you're going to have to make in investments and resources in order to overcome those barriers. That's a calculated risk. You just don't dive in not knowing what the path forward looks like. So this requires courage also, and it's always a possibility of failure. You know, you can take risks, but they're more likely to pay off if you have this forward-thinking, what I call strategic planning, and a solid understanding of your brand's strengths and weaknesses. If you're going to go into a new category, you're going to do a product line extension, whatever it happens to be, you need to understand your strengths and weaknesses. Many times people are blind to the fact that there are competitors out there. You know, when they say, I want to start a new apparel brand, you know, the category is in sporting goods. Well, you're going to face the big three. There's a matrix issue along with not just having great product. And you also need to understand all of the strengths and weaknesses of your brand and how to find a niche out there in order to grow market share. What I call flying under the radar. Find your blue ocean opportunity. Don't swim where the sharks are in the bloody water. There's plenty of open water in the ocean. And I'd love to use that analogy for entrepreneurs who are out there starting their first company. So I said the second thing is, first is taking calculated risks. The second thing is be willing to challenge the status quo. I always say this is, just because things are the way they are doesn't mean that's the way they should be. So some of the greatest ideas I've seen come out of companies are ones where they're challenging the process, the status quo of a product and how it works, a service and how it works. So to truly stand out in a crowded marketplace, you must be willing to challenge the status quo wherever you see it. And that status quo, by the way, goes back to courageous leadership. Those who can take that constructive criticism from their team and find ways to make their company better. And this is really a status quo. Status quo is not just the external, it's the internal as well. So you have to take a fresh approach to product development, marketing, customer experience, in particular customer experience, because you could have the greatest product in the world, but if the customer experience is awful, I guarantee you there's going to be no lifetime value to that customer because they're just not going to come back. So it takes courage to break away from the conventional thinking, but this creates a more compelling brand that resonates with your customers. So make sure that you're always challenging the status quo because it will not only give you a competitive point of difference, but it'll also give you more loyalty with your customers long term. Number three is stand up for your beliefs. And, you know, a strong brand stands for something. So to communicate your brand values and beliefs effectively, you need to be willing to stand up for what you believe in. And I'm not saying, again, this is really a case of there isn't any one-hit wonders here. So don't do it once. Have your team see you do it over and over again. And also instill that confidence into your team to have courageous thinking. So this means you're going to take in a stance on controversial issues, you know, communicating your brand's position clearly and confidently and consistently. You know, so stand up for your beliefs as number three. Embrace change is number four. You know, change is inevitable. And I've seen so many brands out there that just say again and again, well, things are going fine. Well, things are going fine until a competitor sneaks up on you, runs you over, and then things aren't fine. So you constantly need to be changing, evolving. So embrace change, talk about change, implement change. Change is inevitable and takes courage to embrace it. It takes the most courage to embrace it, but the most successful company on the planet embraces it on every product iteration. Apple could have the best-selling product in the world, and they change it. They do a new iteration. They may completely disrupt what they're currently doing, and they'll shelf a product that may be on the peak of their demand curve. It's unreal and unbelievable, but I use Apple as an example all the time because there's so many examples of a visionary brand and company that they are that you can apply to your brand as well. So as a brand leader, you need to be willing to adapt to changing market conditions, customer preferences, technological advances. We're talking about artificial intelligence. With Liquid Mind, with our customers right now, we're implementing the OpenAI. We're doing ChatGPT. And so we are working with them on technological advancements that, yes, will disrupt not only their external strategy, but their internal as well. Things are going to change, but you need to embrace this change or you're inevitably going to fall behind. So this means to be open to new ideas and approaches, even if it challenges the ways things have been done, both externally and internally. And I keep saying that because I want leaders to understand you don't just sit in these four walls and look at the outside and think things need to change on the outside. Well, look a little bit internal. I can tell you more often than not, the more effective you are in embracing change internally versus externally, the more successful you'll be. So embracing change. And then lead by example. You know, I always say, finally, to be an effective leader, you must lead by example. Don't be a one-hit wonder. Don't be a fake. Be authentic. And I say be authentic because when you're out with people having a drink or having dinner or at home otherwise, you know, don't be a fake. Be authentic because people will see through it. And I say lead by example. So make sure you're demonstrating change and courage, you know, in your actions, in your decisions, and inspiring your team to do the same. I think that's a really important aspect of this whole courage trait, is it's inherent in all visionary leaders. But what it does, it creates other visionary leaders because of the inspiring way that you have taught them to be courageous in their leadership. So when your team sees that, you're willing to take risks, challenge the status quo, and stand up for your beliefs, you know, they're more likely to do the same. You know, nobody wants to step out in the plank by themselves and then get thrown overboard. And I see that over and over again. And I ask the leaders, are you willing to embrace change? Are you willing to take constructive criticism? Are you willing to be courageous with your leaders and embrace them when they give you ideas that challenge the way things have been done? And you even get fake in that. So I say, you know, lead by example. So again, what I say is this, you know, courage is a, you know, a vital quality for effective brand leadership. And there's five principles that we talk about. One is taking calculated risks. Number two is be willing to challenge the status quo, both internally and externally. You know, number three is stand up for your beliefs. Don't just go along for the ride. Stand up for your beliefs. Make a change. Be different. You know, embrace change is number four. And then lead by example is number five. Don't just say, but do. You know, lead by example. So each of these is a foundational pillar of those who have the courage to risk being different. And it's interesting sentence, you know, the risk, the courage, and to risk being different. It's a interesting way to look at leadership and those that are successful. And so each of these, you know, having the courage to risk being different, successful, and relentless in pursuing their vision are those who have courage. They inspire others through their faith, make others better through creating a culture of success, and they always stand by their decisions and are models for others to learn from as they progress in their life. So it's a great principle to be courageous, and don't just think risk, because a byproduct of courage is risk. You can't take risk unless you have courage. Those two have to be together in a visionary leader. So I say, stay true, stay authentic, be different, and be great. Enjoy your journey along the way. And thank you so much for your time today again with the Visionary Chronicles podcast. And if I hadn't mentioned it previously, we're very proud as well to be the Visionary Chronicles ranked number one global visionary podcast and top 50 marketing podcast by FeedSpot, both in 2022 and 23. So we're very proud of that as well. And thank you to all of our subscribers, and appreciate your time and support. We're available across almost every podcast channel, including Spotify, Podbean, Apple Podcasts, iHeart, Google Play, Amazon. So if you could, we would appreciate any feedback that you have and subscribing to the Visionary Chronicles. So again, thanks for your time. I really appreciate it. And we'll talk again on the next Visionary Chronicles podcast.